The Joy of Parenting, Book 8, Raising a Moral Child, How to Help a Child Develop and Maintain a Moral Compass, by Joy Berry, narrated by Joy Berry. Chapter 1, Expectations Regarding Children and Their Moral Development. The public school that my granddaughters attend requires parent participation, and one of my responsibilities as a grandparent is to help fulfill that requirement. One day after a class presentation that I did in my granddaughter Juaniso's class, the teacher told me, "Juaniso is one of the most genuinely good people that I have ever known." I thanked her for the compliment, then casually replied, "I know what you mean. I also had some good students when I was a teacher." Immediately, the teacher clarified her statement. "I'm not talking about Juaniso as a student. I'm talking about her as a person. She is one of the most ethical, fair-minded people that I have ever known." The teacher went on to explain that she had several challenging students, and when one of them acted up, she often asked Juaniso to spend time with the child to help get them back on track. She further explained that Juaniso's complete non-judgment and sincere kindness always helped to diffuse difficult situations and make everything okay. That night, as I reflected on the day, I realized that there was nothing that Juaniso's teacher could have told me that would have made me feel more proud of my granddaughter. Indeed, I have always valued raising ethical children who exhibit moral behavior over raising children who are outstanding in any other way. And this is not just for esoteric reasons. The truth is, ethical behavior works on so many pragmatic levels for the benefit of everyone. The question is, how do parents approach the subject of morals as it relates to children? Any conversation about kids and morality would be incomplete without a reference to the work of Lawrence Kohlberg. In 1958, he wrote a doctoral dissertation that most human developmentalists considered fundamental to the subject of moral development. The first three of the six stages that Kohlberg proposed pertains directly to children and are explained below. Stage 1, obedience and punishment, approximately 1 to 6 years of age. Children at this stage see morality as something that is imposed on them rather than something that they impose on themselves. They think that morality is a set of indisputable rules established by authorities, i.e. parents or God, that dictate how they should behave. They also believe that the authorities that establish the rules will justifiably punish them if they disobey the rules. Therefore, the goal of good behavior is to avoid punishment. To these children, punishment is proof that someone has done something wrong. Stage 2, individualism and exchange, approximately 7 to 12 years of age. Children at this stage believe that there are many points of view, not just the ones held by authorities. Therefore, they believe that many people, including themselves, are capable of making the rules. These children tend to think as individuals rather than as part of a society. Consequently, they are likely to embrace the rules that are in their best interest. In regard to other rules, they are willing to exchange their compliance for some kind of quid pro quo. To these children, punishment is a risk that needs to be avoided. Stage 3, good interpersonal relationships. Approximately 13 years of age through the teen years. Children at this stage think beyond the "if you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours" mentality. They realize that what is considered to be the right behavior without the right motives can be perfunctory and even meaningless. To these children, the right motives include genuine love, concern, and compassion for the people in their immediate environment, i.e., family, friends, classmates, etc. It also includes a desire to meet the expectations of significant others and develop positive interpersonal relationships with them. To these children, morality is relative and is determined by the situation and individuals involved. While the three childhood stages of moral development represent a natural progression from one stage to the next, children do not automatically progress through the stages. Indeed, many of us have encountered adults who have never progressed beyond the first and second stages. It takes education, enlightenment, and positive reinforcement to help a child progress through the first three stages of moral development. The pace at which a child progresses depends upon how much and how often these essentials are applied. So, while it is important for parents to understand that it is normal for children to behave in certain ways at certain ages, it is also important for parents to understand that they can help their children become genuinely good people at a relatively early age.